would you please read the second item on our agenda?
From the Employee Benefits Work Group requesting authorization to amend Milwaukee County General Ordinance 201.24 sub 2.18 to implement provisions of the 2010 and 2011 adopted budgets or Unit 1972 wage and benefit modifications for non-public safety collective bargaining units as permitted by 2011 Wisconsin Act 10, referred to the Committees on Finance and Audit and Personnel and the Pension Board. Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0, and Personnel concurred with Finance and Audit and approved it by a vote of 6-0.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, again. This item is a furtherance of County Board adopted policy with respect to its employees and its pension plan. As you know, the County Board adopted the policy of changing the multiplier for the pension plan from 2 to 1.6 for most employees going forward for future service. It already began for non-represented employees. It was negotiated with several of the small unions and has been in place for most of them already. It is also included in the nurses' union for their contract starting next year. There were really only two groups that had not adopted or negotiated the 1.6 multiplier. That's AFSCME and the building trades. Because AFSCME does not have a contract now, the county board is empowered to make this change on its own. And this attached resolution ordinance does that. With respect to building trades, it does it as of January 1st, 2012, after their last contract terminates, and the county board will have the authority at that point to do it for them. So that is, it does the exact same thing for retirement age of 64 for new hires, which again was adopted and negotiated with everyone else, and is now incorporated for AFSCME again, new hires starting August 1st, and for building trades, new hires beginning January 1 of next year. Those are the two actual changes in this resolution and ordinance from current pension benefits. In addition to that, I took the opportunity to codify into the ordinances the Rule 75 provisions that exist from in the various union contracts, non-public safety worker union contracts. I should have said that caveat. None of this applies to public safety worker unions, so it doesn't apply to the Deputy Sheriff's Association or the Firefighters Union. And so the things in this resolution and ordinance related to Rule 75 are not changes. They're just codification into the ordinance of the provisions that already exist. So the changes here are the 1.6 multiplier for AFSCME and building trades and the age 64 normal retirement age for new hires for AFSCME and building trades. The actuary has done a report on this, and I'll summarize real briefly and say that he has told us that your contribution as a result of this change for all affected employee groups, and he can give you the detail for these two, but for all affected employee groups is approximately $3 million reduction in the contribution because of this policy change for all groups.
Mr. Lee, share with us the breakdown of that savings and any other comments or analysis, please.
Yep. So there's a July 19 letter in your packets, and this is similar to what I think you guys reviewed it with nurses last month, and you reviewed it near the tail end of 2009 for non-reps. So I'm not necessarily going to beat it to death, except for give a little bit of a flavor for how the letter was constructed. For purposes of the valuation, all the impacted groups were baked into your January 1, 2011 valuation, except for DC 48, nurses, and the building trades. Everyone else was baked into it. Last month, we put in the nurses, and now we're looking at DC 48 and the building trades. So I repeated the, when I went through the analysis, we did a similar analysis for the DC 48, building trades. I replicated the nurses thing in here just because it wasn't reflected in the valuation. And then the final page of the report, I talk about the cumulative impact of rolling out this change to everyone that you intend to have it in, just so you have a total number there. And that's the $3 million worth of savings that Mark alluded to on the final page of the exhibit. In terms of that $3 million worth of savings, because the AFSCME, or what I refer to as the DC 48, is such a large group, almost all of it is from that group. About $2.7 million of the $3 million is AFSCME. Oh. And it's just a a numbers thing. They've got 2,700 people, 2,870 people in that group, and you're making this change for about 3,200 people. So that would seem to make sense that they would have the lion's share of the impact because it's such a large group. In the body of the letter is a discussion of the impact on contributions, the impact on the funded status, or the decrease in accrued liability. For DC 48 on page 2, it's for building trades and nurses, and on page 3, it's for all of them. I also make a mention, because we never really talked about this in a separate, and I think it's just from the size of the groups, attorneys and team co-machinists, there has been no separate analysis like this done. It was baked into the evaluation, but we didn't do a separate analysis. So real briefly, the rough impact for that group is the contribution in the last valuation was down by about a little less than $100,000 as a result of implementing this change for those groups. So if you looked at the report and you saw a contribution of $26.8 million, if we didn't implement that for these groups, it would have been $26.9 million, $100,000 more had it not been implemented. That's on the bottom of page 3. Other than that, I think that's the highlights of the commentary. I can certainly walk through the exhibits in more detail if people are fond of that.
I think we had a pretty thorough review at a previous meeting, both finance, personnel, as well as taking the time to analyze. And I know many members on both committees, as this one as well, had opportunity to speak with you directly, so thanks for that availability. It's also members of the work group who've been assisting you and collaborating and helping sort through all of this. And then we can wrap our arms in the future, hopefully, about what our desired overall policy goals ought to be and may possibly be. So look forward to the continued relationship. Pleasure of the committee on item number 2. We have a motion to approve by Mr. Cohen, second by Supervisor Mayo. Any comments, questions, or discussion on the motion to approve? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Concur.
The motion was to concur, Mr. Cohen.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it was seconded also under those auspices. Again, any questions about comments on the motion to concur? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with finance and audit and personnel is approved.
We will prepare and forward a letter to the county board affirming the votes taken here today, fulfilling the state-required directive of this commission to review any changes to the pension and give our recommendation either for or against. So everyone in attendance and listening, thank you very much. Members of the committee and staff, appreciate your help. This concludes our meeting today. Thank you.